I find it useful to have the simple idea that at any given moment there are only two things happening. There is what is happening and our relationship to what is happening. And sometimes it's useful to attend to what is happening. In meditation, sometimes it's useful to center ourselves on the breathing or give careful attention to the body or the emotions or the process of thinking. But the whole other half of it is to notice how we're relating to what is happening. Part of that is how we are aware, or what do we bring along with us as we're aware. Sometimes we're aware with extra baggage that's not really needed. We're aware with straining, expectation, resistance. Boredom, fear, and all those kinds of states are normal enough. But when they get infused with or entangled with awareness, then it's harder to have a simple, relaxed awareness, mindfulness of what is happening. Sometimes we focus on what's happening, for example, the breathing, as I said. And sometimes it's useful to notice how we're relating to the breathing or how we're aware. So a simple exercise you can do that might give you some sense of this is you can bring your attention to some part of your body that's pretty neutral. I suggest it be one of your hands. And so begin by focusing on what's happening in your hand. Even if your hand is just sitting still. Feel the sensations of your hand. Maybe there's contact against the other hand or against your leg. Pressure, weight, sensations of hardness and softness, sensations of temperature, warmth, coolness. Maybe one part of the hand has warmth and the other part has coolness. Maybe the hand has tingling and pulsing. A slight ache or a feeling of lightness, spaciousness. And it is possible to then maybe feel the dance of sensations in the hand. Not so much watching the hand from the control tower, but noticing how the hand experiences itself. The sensations are maybe appearing, disappearing, moving. And then while you're aware of the hand, become aware of your relationship to the hand, to how you're attentive. Are you ignoring what I'm saying? Are you hesitant and reluctant? Are you straining and trying hard? Is there ever so subtly even some idea that there's a right experience and a wrong experience to be had? Is there maybe an attitude of, if only we had done this exercise yesterday, if only we'd waited, if only I hadn't eaten so much for breakfast, then I could do this. Is there any extra baggage with the awareness of the hand? And if you're aware of that, can you simplify the awareness? Without any judgments, without any agendas, without any interpretations about what's happening. A simple awareness that maybe resembles clarity. Or a feeling of simplicity. Feeling the sensations of the hand. Tingling, vibration. Warmth, coolness. Softness, hardness. Maybe not feeling the hand so much as feeling the particular sensations in that part of your body. The idea of hand maybe is extra. Just feeling the sensations. And then bringing your attention to that part of your body where you tend to experience your breathing. Could be in the belly as it moves, the chest, the nostrils when the air goes in and out. It could be broadly, globally, as throughout the torso. In the way that you're aware of the hand, can you allow yourself to feel the particular sensations that come into play? On the inhale, on the exhale, and then noticing, what is your relationship to breathing? What is your relationship to being aware? As you're aware of the breathing, is there any tension in being aware? Any reluctance or half-heartedness? Is there any expectation or judgments that are mixed with the awareness or come with being aware? And if there is baggage or extra unnecessary way of relating, maybe it's hard to put it aside. But can you see through it? Can there be the awareness be simple in spite of it? Simple awareness of breathing. Aware of the breathing for its own sake. And if there are emotions, or if there's a lot of thinking, there can be two things, the emotions or the thinking, and our relationship to it. How we're aware. What makes the awareness complicated? What baggage is there? Are there expectations that it should be different? Are there ideas of what's the right thing and the wrong thing to experience? Are there interpretations of what this means for yourself? Are there agendas in how you're aware? Wanting to get rid of something, wanting to keep something? Wanting it to be different. So these two things, what's happening and our relationship to it, and if that distinction helps things become simpler for you, a simplicity that doesn't require anything to be different, you just know it more clearly. You might keep this in mind as you continue. As we continue this sitting, one of the subtle additions to being aware that can be extra are ideas about time. There can be we add concepts of time if we start thinking, I should be aware continuously over time. Or I was aware just for a short time. I was lost in thought for a long time. Even very subtly, there can be some notion of time involved in taking an in-breath. Can be a very subtle, subliminal thought, idea of that there's an end coming of the in-breath. That the in-breath continues over a period of time, beginning, middle, and end. The end is anticipated, which means we're involved in time. When we don't operate with ideas of time, each thing that occurs in the present moment is allowed to be there in its own time. Each thing can be there as if there is no time. As if there is no past. Ideas of the past, while accurate enough, are based on time. There is no future. That's also inserting ideas of time in the present. With no past, no future. Added, there's a simplicity of just this moment and the event of the moment that might come and go, appear and disappear. But while it's here, it's here without any notion of time imposed on it. There's no beginning of an in-breath. There's just the sensations that are at play at that time. There's no idea of middle or end. It's just what it is in the moment. Whatever emotions or thinking goes on, what's it like to experience it as if it's outside of time, concepts of time? It's just the emotion of the moment. It's just the thinking of now. And awareness, it's just the awareness of now, this moment, where awareness has no past and no future by which to measure it or judge it. And even more subtle than time can be the projection of you in the experience of the moment. A subtle feeling of being the experiencer, being the doer. That it's happening to me. Awareness by itself, relaxed and present, open, can operate without you being there. Without any ideas of you. As the teaching says, with just enough awareness, for bare knowledge, bare knowing, simple knowing, and clear awareness. Awareness has no baggage, no time, no you, but still clear, present. deeper than your thoughts and reactions and ideas, judgments. Quietly, deep inside of you, a simplicity of awareness, a clarity, which has space for all things to occur. As you go about your day or today, what might it be like if you operated, if you lived here at IRC, as if there's no time, except those times you really need to be someplace? Don't forget about it entirely, but maybe there's plenty of times where you can operate at the speed of there being no time, where we don't start rushing or going fast in order to get someplace. Not adding ideas of there's little time, there's much time. I need more time. Just being here for the simplicity of the moment. Staying close in so you don't get pulled unconsciously into the world of thinking, unconsciously into the world of time. Or unconsciously into the world of me, myself, and mine. All these things which are extra on top of the simplicity of awareness, where there is bare knowing and lucid awareness, clarity of awareness, to this moment, here, now. So a couple of announcements. That involve time. So today is Thursday. And so those of you who saw Andrea and I 2 days ago, day before yesterday, will see the other one of us today. And this afternoon, the two affinity groups will occur again on the forest deck with POC at 1:45 and LGBTQIA+ at 3:15. And once you've arrived on time to anything through the day, then you can let go of time.
I have another time announcement.